Good day out there in Twatland. This is Leopard.
And this is OC Code.
And we'd like to welcome you to this edition of Twat Radio, the beginner's guide to network recon with NMAP. Now with my cable, I'm able to get... Wireless internet is becoming quickly ubiquitous, and I live in an area that is completely blanketed in wireless networks. This show is abound with methods of protecting yourself against the casual, nosy passerby. But it's said that the best defense is good offense. Maybe, maybe not. But if you want to poke your head around your digital playground to see what lurks out there, there is no better tool than NMAP.
NMAP stands for Network Mapper, and has been primarily written by Fyodor and some contributors. From the man page, it is a, quote, tool for network exploration and security auditing. If you knew how to use it well, it can be like a flashlight in the dark for a new network. Not only does NMAP function for multiple machines, it does TCP and UDP scans, DNS lookups, ARP requests, operating system detection, and a whole lot of other various and sundry things.
First, before you go crazy delving into the depths of the network, you'll want to know some of the vital information about the network you're on. There are three very important things to know here in order to know how big your network sector is.
The first thing you want to know is the default internet gateway. This is the machine all of your network traffic is going to go through and will usually, but not always, be at the very start of your network domain. To get this, you can issue the netstat-rn command at the command line. The default gateway will be the IP address next to either a star or the word default.
The second vital piece of information is the broadcast address, which is always the end of your network domain. The third and final is your subnet mask, which defines how big your network is. Thus, if you look at the subnet mask and the broadcast address, you can know exactly which machines are in your subnet, 2.255. Knowing how big your network is can save you some time trying to figure out who's out there.
NMAP offers you the choice of using ARP to ping the network to see who's up and who's not. Instead of relying on your target to tell you that it's up, ARP gives you a way to ask the entire neighborhood who's really out there. Any computer can reply to an ARP request, so if you ask who's seen any given IP address, anybody who has will reply with the computer's hardware MAC address. Now instead of just knowing that your target's alive, you now know their hardware address. This can come in handy.
You can tell NMAP to do ARP pings with the dash capital PR switch. If you want to do a simple ARP ping scan of the network we just talked about, you would use NMAP -S capital P -capital R 10.0.1. The dash S capital P tells NMAP you want to do a quick ping scan of the network just to see who's out there. The dash capital PR does an ARP scan. NMAP should come back with a list of MAC addresses for every machine on the network.
One of the very cool features that NMAP provides is the ability to shield yourself from being discovered by spoofing the source IP of the attack. When you send a network probe over the internet, the source IP address is where your reply is going to go. Therefore, you have to give your real IP address for your target to reply to, because if you fake it, your reply will go out to the fake address.
What NMAP will do on your behalf is send your IP address along with several other spoofed addresses, so as far as your target knows, the attack could be coming from any one of several IP addresses. With NMAP, you do this with the dash capital D switch, followed by a comma-separated list of IP addresses to spoof. For every packet NMAP sends out to scan your target, it will also send out a packet for each computer specified. As far as your target is concerned, it is being scanned by several computers at the exact same time.
Now, if you're going to be scanning from the same network the target is on, it wouldn't make sense to make decoys from out of the network. The target, if they're watching their traffic, would see that one of the IP addresses was inside the network and was the likely culprit. However, if you're outside this network, you can even use NMAP to find your decoy addresses for you and make sure they're up to make it believable. NMAP -S capital P -I capital R 250.
The dash S capital P indicates that you want to do a ping scan, and the dash I capital R switch comes up with 250 random IP addresses, of which a few will certainly be up.
You'll want to make sure you're not attacking the people who provide your network to you, so you'll want to avoid scanning the default gateway that we found earlier. If the network provider is providing a large network for many people, it is probably protected fairly well and is likely to notice a port scan.
Many networks, especially wireless ones, have routers, repeaters, or bridges dispersed throughout the network, and you want to be able to avoid port scanning those, as they are most likely monitored much more closely than a Windows PC set up in John Doe's apartment. You can use Kismet, or KisMac in our cases, since we're rocking the MacBooks, to discover wireless access points, and reference those against your list of MAC addresses you got through the ARP scan, to make sure you're not scanning a protected wireless router.
Now you not only know how big your network is, but you also know who's up and a little bit about who they are. You can go out fairly safely and feel your way around without having to worry too much about stepping on any toes. Happy hacking, all.
Until next time, good day, Twatland.